The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Guys, there's a lot of energy providers out there. There's always going to be different offers they're going to throw at you. They might say, oh, we'll give you free weekends. We'll give you free days. We'll give you a cash bonus. The list goes on and on. You guys have heard it all before. And you may have actually fallen for one of those offers. And then months later, come to find out you're paying a higher rate than you agreed to, or maybe there's additional fees on your bill. What is that all about? Tri Eagle Energy, they don't do that. That's not how they roll. They keep it simple. The rate you see, that's the rate you're going to pay. There's no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges for going over a certain amount of electricity. It's just good, honest electricity, good, honest business from a good, honest, born in Texas company. Give them a call, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN. You'll get yourself an additional discount. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT license number 10064.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Is Capella worth a max contract?
I think not to me, but he's going to get one probably. I don't know if that means the Rockets are going to give it to him or someone else is, but I think he's good. I don't know that I would throw that at him.
I wouldn't. If they wind up winning the thing with this team, you probably do. But if they don't, then I think you're looking at, okay, we got to make some changes. Are we going to be in the LeBron chase? All that stuff. And I just think it's way too soon to speculate.
Anytime the Blackhawks would come to town, especially in the playoffs, Nashville, the organization, would restrict ticket sales to where you had to prove you were a Nashville or Tennessee resident to buy tickets because they didn't want to allow any Blackhawks fans in the stadium.
Well, a lot of organizations do that now in other sports where they won't, like when they put tickets on sale, they go out on sale first. You have to be in a certain
zip code. The Predators can do it because they sell out every single game.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show.
It's the last hour, dude.
It is the last hour. This thing's flown by, and if you miss the first 2 hours, you missed a lot of good stuff. All available on podcastarena.com. We did a lot of sports, and then we started somehow matching hosts' looks up to NFL teams.
Well, it started at looks, and then you...
I kind of expanded it to make it more about, you know, the person.
Right.
Which, you know, but...
I don't like because I'm shallow.
Well, you've got a shallow team.
That's true.
Your owner's awful. You've got the worst owner in the league, probably. Who's one of those from the Lucky Sperm Club, and who just happens to, you know, I mean, he gets quarterback somehow. He's lucky that way. You're a little lucky that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you see that our buddy Mike from Pick Me sent us the first thing that comes up on the meat show is there's an actual show on YouTube about eating meat.
There you go.
Okay, so I would have thought it would have been something else. But it says, on the meat show, professional carnivore Nick Solaris explores the science, history, and meaning to some of the most beloved and crave-worthy meat dishes across the world. This is the most expensive steak in New York City, he says. Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, I'd like to be...
I would guess the most expensive steak in New York City is pretty pricey.
Yeah. What would you put the over-under on?
Man, probably... $250.
Yeah, I was thinking closer to 400.
Maybe so.
So 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Let's squeeze on a call. Brian. What's up, Brian?
Sports. Hey, sports, hey, good sir. Here. Hey now.
Hey, man. Hey. So today was a perfect day to start the live stream. I just tuned in and saw y'all guys for the first time, so just to match both of you up with NFL teams, Fred, I think you've nailed yourself with the Texans sort of, you know, hyped, high expectations, and then see in action, and it's like...
Eh. It's always disappointing, yeah.
Yeah, that's what my wife says, yeah. So.
And AJ, I think you got it wrong, man. I think you're like either the Cowboys or maybe the Bengals. Again, lots of high expectations and maybe a little bit of arrogance, some edginess. And then, see in action. And again, you're like, huh. Anyway, so that's just my take.
What do you think Jong is? Oh, he hung up.
Yeah, he hung up. I think we're spot on with the Jacksonville. No, I think if we're just going on looks, the Texans are too good for me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. You're Jets.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair. And like Jets the last few years.
You're Jets. Like Jets with Geno Smith at quarterback, yeah, or Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a butt fumbler.
Yeah, that's me. That's me. 713-780.
You love me, don't you? You love working with me.
No, not really. Not really. 832 says, Fred's clearly the Vikings, old, mythical, and purple. Yeah, except the Vikings are a lot more successful than I am. So... Because when it comes to looks, let's try Dustin. What's up, Dustin?
What's going on?
Sports is going on. What's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Sports.
Been listening to you guys for the last hour and a half, going up 45, sitting in traffic.
Oh, sorry.
It's been great. So. I guess I'm going to gear switch. I was going to kind of go along with what you were saying, appearance with matching with a team, but I'm a little curious about your guys' late round, maybe like sleeper running backs who you think maybe is going to be
for fantasy football?
An instant starter.
Okay, you realize it's May, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You're working ahead of me, man.
Yeah, I have not even looked yet. Now, like if you...
I'm all for a fantasy football question, like, 2 months from now, I got nothing for you now.
I haven't even bothered to look. I do think, if you like, but the guys that went high in the draft, they're going to go higher in drafts than they should. I mean, Sony Michel is a guy who I would love, but he's going to go too high. Other than that, man, it's way too early for that.
Yeah.
Sorry. You check back in a month.
Sorry to disappoint.
Yeah. Talk about a lot of things, but I'm not even in the ballpark yet on fantasy football. Even... Talking to our fantasy guy here, Josh, he was looking for stuff to do. So let's try Bobby.
Sports.
Sports to you, sir.
Fred, I'm going to go ahead and say you're the Browns. Just kind of linking back to yesterday's show, talking about sanitary wipes.
That was 2 days ago.
Was it 2 days ago?
Yeah.
It was two days ago.
Keep up.
What a crappy situation that was.
Really? Really?
I like that call, actually.
I'm sure you do, because you're a poo guy.
Well, it's just funny.
And you know what? You guys are poo people, and that's fine. I'm not a poo person.
Well, you are, because you don't like to use wet wipes.
No, I'm not. And I never said that. He's a poo person because he loves this freaking song. I never said that. I just said I don't use them all the time. So, I know what to do when I'm about to poo. But why on earth that you're so fascinated with poo and people's poo? I just don't understand. It's not on my
either.
List of things I care about. But okay. Somebody just told me they're having monkey bingo at Eighth Wonder tonight. What the heck is monkey bingo?
Why don't you go and find out?
I'm kind of curious now. Live monkeys. Oh, I have to do this. Live monkeys, prizes, and photos.
What could go wrong?
See, I'm obsessed with monkeys. I find them interesting.
They fling poop.
They do.
Yeah, and hopefully they'll fling it at AJ.
No, because I won't be there.
That's too bad.
How often do you see me go out in public?
Man, I can't believe we got a fantasy football question on May the 10th.
Yeah, it's too damn early.
AJ, who do you like in the NBA Conference Finals in 2019?
Warriors, Cavs.
Okay.
Well, I don't even know about Cavs. Yeah, that might be too much.
No, you should know right now. Come on.
Oh,
step
man.
Up.
I'll go Warriors. Warriors Sixers. How about that?
I'm taking Warriors Celtics.
Okay.
There you go. 2019.
How about Warriors LeBron? Wherever LeBron is.
But what if he goes to Houston? Then it can't be.
He's not going to the Western Conference. Are you crazy?
Oh no!
You know how much harder his life would get.
Did you see the? Did you see the latest odds?
No.
The Rockets are one of the three plus 350s.
Okay.
So, hey. Yeah.
You buying it?
I'm not dismissing it because it would make a lot of sense.
Okay.
And I think it would. It would really make the and again, this is we're jumping way ahead of things here. I think it would make the Western Conference even more interesting next year. But I think a lot depends on what happens here. If the Rockets win the title with what they have, they're probably gonna re up Capella and try it again with the same group.
Yeah.
And if not, then yes, you look at every possibility, and that would certainly be one of them.
It would be.
So there you go. All right, 713-780-ESPN. And if LeBron doesn't want to, LeBron wants to get his prices down when he moves here, who would he call? Bill Advisor.
Oh, yeah, Bill Advisor. John didn't warn me on that one. But, yeah, LeBron.
He did, but you didn't hear him because you were too caught up in poo.
He's got dough. But either way, even if you've got Lance Zierlein's got dough. Lance Zierlein's a baller. He's even more balling now that he saved $2,000. Yeah, he saved $2,000 a year with Bill Advisor. That could be you. I've been telling you for a while, if you have a cell phone, pay TV, internet, electricity, home, auto insurance, you're probably paying too much. You started those services, you got a great introductory rate, but your bill went up because it always does. You need to get with Bill Advisor. They'll work directly with your providers. They'll reduce your monthly rates. You don't lower your service. Just lower your bill. Week in, week out, they're winning for hundreds of our listeners. Most are saving over $800 a year. Many are saving thousands. That could be you. And they've been running the $150 challenge, a guaranteed $150 in savings or your money back. Well, they're confident. They've doubled the guarantee to $300. If you don't save at least $300, you're going to get every penny back. That is real money. There's still no setup fee. The service is still just $12.99 a month, whether you save $400 a year or $4,000 a year. Start the savings right now. Text the word GO to 232323, and your personal Bill Advisor will get your information, and they'll start working for you. One more time, text the word GO to 232323. Go to BillAdvisor.com. Click Start Saving.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Hey, guys. Got to tell you, if you're paying more money interest than you need to on your credit cards, guess who's got you covered? Lightstream. They reward consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. I don't know what your credit card rates are, but I can tell you what they're not. They're not 5.49% APR with auto pay and no fees. The application's 100% online. It's a simple and painless process, and the money gets deposited into your account, so you're in control. You can even get your funds as soon as today. How about that? And if you apply today, you're going to get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. That's right. The only way for the Blitzers to get this with good credit, get the special interest rate discount, is to go to lightstream.com/Fred. That's lightstream.com/Fred. LIGHTSTREAM.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding. All right. There we go.
I like that fine print voice you do.
You like that?
Yeah, that's strong.
Mark put NBA teams on us.
Yeah.
And
who are you?
I am the Timberwolves. I'll take that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Let's see. Glenn Davis is the Warriors. Granato is the Cavs. Zerline's the Celtics. Producer Nick is the Rockets. Holly, 76ers. And Fred, you're the LeBrons.
Toronto.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, because LeBron owns Toronto.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's the worst name I've ever seen.
AJ, you're the Pelicans.
What?
Joel is Milwaukee. Barry, Barry's the Mavericks. Miami for Dell. And let's see, Sean is San Antonio, and Barry Warner, the lowly Nets.
How did I become the Pelicans? I will say this.
I would flip Granato and AJ on that list. I would make AJ the Cavs.
I'll say this about Holly for the 76ers, especially if this is going on looks, because it is the process to get Holly looking how she looks. You got to trust the process, and it might take 4 years, but trust the process with Holly.
Stop. Leave her alone. You're just jealous because she's partnering with me on another show and you don't like
whatever.
Her. Yeah. Just don't be jealous. Well, if it goes on looks, then I don't even who's the worst team in the league these days? It's the Nets, I guess, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm probably Sacramento if we're going on looks, because they never do anything, right?
That's true.
Lamont said Fred is the Oilers Texans, was in a different industry and did fairly decent, moved to radio, was rock bottom, and had to struggle to get back to respectability. Doesn't really work with teams there. It would be more like you could do it with a player. Like Deion Sanders, I was a Super Bowl winner in my old job, multiple Super Bowl winner. And then I tried something else and wasn't as good. But Deion was pretty good at baseball, so that doesn't really work either.
I was wrong. The Suns were the worst team in the NBA this year.
Okay, then I'm the Suns. You know what? Michael Jordan won multiple championships and then tried another sport and couldn't get out of AA. That's sort of my radio career.
And now you're like the owner of the Hornets.
Yeah, so that's what Sports Map is.
Yeah.
It's the Hornets.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, I think what he's doing is more general personality type thing / looks. And I think those are pretty accurate. I would, and no offense to the Pelicans, I think I'd give you a little better than the Pelicans.
Thank you.
Spurs is perfect for Sean, now that I think about it. And, yeah, Glenn Davis gets to be the Warriors.
Of course.
What does he have?
Glenn Davis is the Globetrotters. He's a...
What does he have for Raheel? I didn't see it.
Didn't put it on here.
No Raheel. He didn't care about Raheel. He's out of the league.
Interesting.
He's the Sugarland Skeeters.
Wrong sport.
Oh.
Oh, man. I have no idea how we got on this. Basically, this was not on my show prep today. Oh, did you see what we just got tweeted?
No.
They're holding up a sign that shows a fighter jet and says Jets versus Predators. The picture of the Predators, it's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, well.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot already sent us that, so thank you for that. That was funny. A lot of good stuff from the people today, I have to say. Other than a question that I'm not really ready to answer, it's been a real good day for the people across the board. Okay, so now he added the guys he forgot. Raheel's the Jazz. Is Raheel that unlikable?
Apparently so. I would have. What's Joel Blank?
I think he had the Bucks for him.
Oh, okay.
The Lakers are Palillo. Used to win a lot. That's true.
That's true. Yeah.
Patrick Creighton, Knicks.
Yeah.
And Blazers is Tyler.
That is a good one for Tyler.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely a Blazer.
Oh, boy. 713-780. That very mean of you. I've had several, like, four texts saying Raheel is the Rio Grande Vipers. That's not nice. Stop. Stop. This started on looks, guys. And he's an underwear model, so he's got to be pretty high on the list.
That's true. Is it underwear that he models? I thought it was yoga pants.
I have no idea.
What's Raheel model?
I thought it was capri pants. Actually.
I don't think it's underwear. It's just Lululemon stuff.
Lululemon,
like
yoga
shirts
pants,
and shorts
it?
And stuff like that. They make male stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought Raheel was just in yoga pants doing like a downward dog or something.
Yeah.
Do you want to see that?
No.
Yeah.
Not from him.
Googling it right now.
What? Downward facing dog?
No, I've seen Raheel yoga pants, downward dog.
That's not going to be good. Is that really what you want to see? How the hell did we get on this? And this happens, and I don't even know where to go from here. I mean, I've got all kinds of sports stuff. I got all kinds of non-sports stuff, and I just don't even know, because now all I can picture is, you know, Raheel in some Timberwolf pants, yoga pants, doing downward facing dog.
That's it.
281 says Raheel should be the Celtics. Really good, just not winning at all. Yeah, except Raheel's not wide enough to be a Celtic.
No.
You've got to be completely
You can't be the Celtics if you're Raheel.
Yeah.
Who here could be the Celtics?
That's pale enough for that?
Yeah. Craig Koshkin?
Yeah.
He could be the Celtics. Even I might be too dark to be the Celtics.
Yeah, Tyler's pretty pale.
He is. Juggalo Trey could be
Juggalo
the Celtics.
Juggalo Trey, yeah, that's perfect because he's red. He's got red hair. Yeah. There you go. It's Juggalo Trey. That's it. There's only one type of person that can be the Celtics.
Yeah. Like Brian Barrett. Tyler says Brian Barrett
could also be the
Brian
Celtics.
Brian Barrett would be perfect, yeah. What's Robin on this list? Since we're going to include the Salisbury.
She's the Heat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Robin is the Heat.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Oh, man.
Jose, if we're doing hockey teams, Jose is the Flames.
Why?
He's already saying, what did he say? I hear him out there. What did he say?
What is he? Why is he the Flames? Really? Really? Is that where you're going?
What? I don't know. I don't know.
I see. That's a terrible thing for you to say, sir. And I need my disclaimer voice for that.
Yeah.
The opinions of A.J. Hoffman are not meant to reflect those of any living human being. All right, guys. I'll tell you what he does have a good opinion about. And that's what to get for Mother's Day. And that's why Pro Flowers should be it. And, guys, you get this. It looks awesome. It's going to look like you didn't wait until Thursday before you ordered, that you put some thought into it and you did something special. And mom gets more than one day this way. And it doesn't have to just be mom. It can be the mother of your children. It can be your grandmother. It can be any of those or all of those. Take care of them all. When you send them Pro Flowers, they're guaranteed to have at least 7 days of fresh, beautiful flowers. 7 days. Guaranteed. Not six. 7 days. And mom deserves more than a day. Teachers get a whole week. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Yeah, they get a whole week. Your mom should get a week, too. So get her 7 days worth of fresh, beautiful flowers. This is the last week you can send 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling with my promo code Fred and AJ, and make sure you spell out A-N-D in the Fred and AJ.
With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom's going to love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Just choose the delivery date you want. It's guaranteed. You can even get your gift delivered on Mother's Day. How great is that? It's coming up on Sunday. Don't forget to show mom how much she means to you. Send her 100 colorful blooms with a free glass vase for just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Visit proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner. Use our code Fred and AJ. That's proflowers.com. Promo code Fred and AJ. It's dangerous, the things we do. Under the
influence, I got no defense. You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Well, you said Raheel could be the Flint Tropics from the movie. I know the movie. We know the Flint Tropics. If we're just doing looks, I'm the Toronto Maple Leafs. When I was three, I had promise. I might have won a good looking contest when I was 3 years old. And then it'd been 1967. And showed some promise in the 90s, but then I just sucked for a long, long time. And now I kind of look like I might be better, but I'll never get there. So it's kind of perfect. 713-780-ESPN is your number. We were talking earlier about the fans thing. Did you see what Tampa's doing?
Nope. The Lightning?
The Lightning, who will be hosting the Capitals, basically say Capitals fans will not be allowed to wear red or anything with the team's logo if their seats are in the Lightning's Lexus Lounge, which includes seats against the glass, or the Chase Club Luxury Suites. You'll have to wear neutral colors.
You can't wear blue?
I'm sure they can wear blue, but they can't wear Capitals red. They can't wear anything with a logo if they're in those two places, which, you know, sounds like they're high-end, near-the-glass things. And it also says fans wearing visiting team-branded apparel will be asked to remove such apparel while in these areas.
Damn.
Tickets are already limited since Tampa will not allow anyone who doesn't reside in Florida to purchase a ticket through the team site or Ticketmaster.
See?
So, and again, that's a hard ticket to get. So, yeah. You know. I don't have a problem with it.
Can you wear blue Washington Capitals gear?
I don't think you can wear team branded, it says.
Oh, damn.
So
somebody's going to have one under their shirt and rip it off like Clark Kent.
Yep, and then get kicked out.
Whatever, bro.
I would not want to pay that much money for a seat just to get kicked out. Because though that sounds expensive. The Lexus Lounge.
Yeah.
Sounds very expensive. A lot of people want to know where Beth would fit in the in this.
With the football or the...
Yeah, football or basketball.
Hmm. I don't know. I mean, are we talking about looks or personality?
Well, both.
Oh, she's the Raiders.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she's probably the Vikings. She's purple.
Yeah, she's so purple.
It has to be purple.
It has to be the Vikings, right? And Vikings and probably Lakers. Get all the purple in there. But, you know, that was an interesting, exercise.
Yeah. Spend all day judging and rating each other. I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to go through all of these, but Sportsnet did the most overrated NFL player on each team.
Ooh.
I want to play a game with you and ask if you know the most overrated player on some of these teams that we care about.
Okay.
Dallas Cowboys.
I'll go Dak Prescott.
Ding, 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 ding.
Points. And listen, I like Dak Prescott, but I just don't think Dak Prescott's the end-all, be-all.
Okay. Yeah, they basically say his limitations quickly became evident last season, especially when protection broke down in the absence of Tyron Smith. He's still an extremely raw pro quarterback who struggles to throw outside the hash marks. The upcoming season will tell us a lot about Prescott and the future of the Cowboys. See if you can guess the Eagles, your Super Bowl champion Eagles.
Eagles.
It's pretty big names that they have on this list. That's your hint.
Pretty big names on the Eagles. Offense or defense?
Offense.
Alshon Jeffrey?
Alshon Jeffrey, yeah.
I actually like Alshon Jeffrey, but he's really getting to that point where
he's not an elite receiver.
He's not what we thought he was.
How about your Bills?
Oh boy, that's tough to pick. God, are they even rated? Jordan Matthews, how about him?
No, it's going to be Charles Clay.
That's a good one
too. Average of $7.6 million per year.
Yeah. Is it overrated or overpaid?
Overrated.
Okay.
Let's see. How about the Green Bay Packers?
Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews, good guess.
Yeah.
Interesting one for the Vikings.
Interesting one?
Yes. I was a little surprised to see this name on here.
I don't know who I'd throw under the bus there.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, stop it. Haters.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh boy. Ryan Shazier.
Oh, that's mean. Mean. He's gonna limp in here and kick your ass.
It could be literally any receiver not named Antonio Bryant. It could be
Well, it's a name that came up around the draft, I'll say that. There's your hint.
A name they thought about trading?
No, just a name we talked about around the draft.
I don't know.
Joe Hayden.
Okay.
Falcons, they have Vic Beasley. Saints, they have DeMario Davis. The Houston Texans, most overrated player.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to slightly disagree with this because...
You want the real, like what I really think?
Jadeveon Clowney would be my pick.
I would say J.J. Watt at this point.
Yeah, I mean, but he's coming off an injury, so it's hard to say. I would say Clowney's the most overrated, but they have Lamar Miller.
Oh, no. He might be, I'd consider him underrated.
Well, I think
look at the line he's playing behind.
And not only that, he's kind of turned into the guy that everybody says, oh, he's not that good. He's turned into Ken Giles, but he's a pretty solid player.
Yeah.
Jacksonville.
Kareem
Jackson could go on that list. Yeah. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Fournette.
Very good. You're good at this game. Who else do we care about?
Mariota for the Titans?
Let me find the Titans. I'm not sure who they have for them. I don't think it's Mariota.
Okay.
No, it's Malcolm Butler, which
that's
fair. You just spent a bunch of money on a guy who's not very good. So... Yeah, somebody mentioned, didn't the Vikings have a sex party on a yacht? That's perfect.
Yes,
for
they
Beth.
Did.
There you go. That works. Anyway, I'm not going to go through the whole list. If you want it, it's on sportsnot.com. It's a good list. But I just wanted to share a few of the interesting ones.
Boom, boom. Fun game.
Yeah. I know you like playing games like that.
I was sad you didn't say the Chiefs because then I would have given you my most overrated player in the league.
And that would be...
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah, he's on that.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have for the Raiders, actually. Oh, you're not going to like this.
Oh, they didn't say my boy
did.
DC, did
they?
They
did.
Fools.
Shame Bell. Derek Carr says, hopefully John Gruden can get the best out of Carr, who took about 5 steps in the wrong direction last season after a very productive 2016. Okay, very productive is not really fair for 2016. He was on an MVP.
He was going to win the MVP.
He was on an MVP track until he got hurt. I don't know if he was going to win.
Or he was in the conversation.
He certainly was, yeah. I still think Ryan was going to wind up winning it. But it said immediately after signing his massive contract extension, he had his worst season as a pro, throwing 22 touchdowns and 13 interceptions.
Yeah, last year was rough.
And it said, as some who study tape have long pointed out, Carr has actually been lucky over the course of his career, too, in that many of his interceptable passes don't end up as turnovers.
Okay.
Needless to say, Carr has some serious work in front of him to live up to his contract and get the Raiders back in contention. Can I just... first off, I want to know who these some who look at tape
are. Yeah, who are these guys?
Who are these people?
Some guy. Yeah. Some guy looked at tape. Give me a break.
Yeah. He was hurt all of last year. He never fully recovered from that injury, and you could tell. And he had back problems last year. Back problems for a quarterback are not good. That's like... That's why when Andrew Luck was having shoulder injuries, I mean, those are things you don't want for your quarterbacks. They're hard to come back from, and it may take a full 2 years. Now, I'm not sold on John Gruden as a coach, and I could see him regressing because of that. But yeah, I think there were a lot more viable reasons why Derek Carr. If you want to put somebody on that list, how about Amari Cooper?
Yeah. Throw him out there. Talk about a guy who Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree let Derek Carr down last year.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. Derek Carr wasn't great, but let's be real about these two dudes who are like near the top of the league and drop passes, supposed to be some of the best receivers in the NFL. Come on. Hating on my boys.
Well, hey, guys, let me tell you something. If you are going to be grilling this weekend, there's only one thing you should have on the grill. If you do this, whoever you're grilling for is going to love you forever. And that is any of the great meats from Zumo's. And guys in Beaumont, you know all about Zumo's. You know all about the Party Time sausage. You know all about their boudin, how fantastic it is. Well, Houston, time to get on with the rest of the world, because this stuff is fantastic. We had it last weekend. I loved it. And if you're going to be grilling this weekend and you like sausage or boudin, then you need to get to your HEB, your Kroger, your neighborhood store, and get it right now. And there's so many different things you can do with the boudin. It's a seasoned pork and rice dressing stuffed in a sausage casing. And I'm telling you, man, that Party Time sausage is for real. And Zumo Meat Company, you know what? They've been around since 1908. That was when the Cubs won the World Series before this last time. 1908. They've been winners ever since. In Beaumont, and it's a top seller throughout Southeast Texas for many, many years. And you're going to know just as soon as you taste it. You're going to You're going to be like me. You're going to be like, how the hell did I not know about this? And Ryan and their family have been doing this for over 100 years. They know what they're doing. You're going to get quality. Check them out. Ask for them by name. That's Zumos.
Go forth and have no fear. Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, one more time for Sherry's Berries. You're running out of time. You're running out of time. We've been telling you about this all week, and I know you're going to put it off until the last minute. We'll stop putting it off because you're almost to the last minute. And the beauty of this, the beauty of Sherry's Berries, even if you put it off until today, it's not going to look like you put it off until today because you're going to get that awesome signature gift box. You're going to get beautiful berries. And right now, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling, or you can double the berries for just $10 more, and you're going to make your mom or your grandmother or the mother of your children or just a general mom that you're trying to impress, you're going to make them happy, and you're going to look like you planned all this out, and you just did it today. That's how it works.
Yeah, the strawberries are fresh, they're juicy, they're massive, they're delicious. They're dipped in milk, dark and white chocolatey goodness, and then topped with the rich chocolate chips, the chopped nuts, the signature swizzles. It's just goodness in a box, man. You choose your delivery date, it's guaranteed. Mom is going to love it. Customer satisfaction is always number one or your money back. Only one way to get this great deal for mom, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And remember, you can also double the berries for just $10 more. This deal expires Friday at midnight, and Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday, May 13th. So visit berries.com today. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, for the SportsMap promo, I'm just going to say, if you don't go to SportsMap.com and read A.J.'s story tomorrow,
you're dumb.
Children will die.
You're a dumb.
And you're a dumb. You're a children. You'll have killed children, and you're dumb. Let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Dr. Evil. You familiar with him?
Yes, I saw the story.
I'm surprised at this because Mini-Me just died. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like a weird time to come out with this. But
To be honest with you, though, he does this about once every 6 months. He teases us like this.
Okay, Mike Myers has recently pitched an idea for how he could resurrect the Austin Powers series, noting that he'd love to do a movie from Dr. Evil's perspective. Doesn't offer very many details beyond that, just that he came up with the idea in the moment and thought it sounded fun. But it seems implied that he'd be retelling some of the previous Austin Powers stories from the point of the view of the regular villain. So, I mean, the problem is,
he was always the more interesting character.
Yeah,
than Austin
and he
Powers.
Was a major character already. And like I said, Mini-Me's dead now. Can you? I don't know if you can do Dr. Evil without Mini-Me at this point.
Yeah, they were kind of attached at the... Well, they were attached.
It would be too sad to do it. So I think that we should probably just move on from Austin Powers. It had a good run.
Yeah.
Probably did one more movie than it should have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, they got money.
So...
Guess who's suing Harvey Weinstein or the Weinstein Company?
There's another one?
Yep. Couple dudes.
Oh, really?
Got taken. Got screwed. Got hammered.
Oh, no. He did dudes, too?
Jay-Z and Eminem have both filed lawsuits against the Weinstein Company. According to a report by Deadline.com, the rappers are owed 800 grand plus rights for several past projects.
I thought this was a hashtag Me Too.
No, that was the way I teased it, Fred. That was a good move.
Well, and you can't tease when we're talking about Me Too.
Eminem reportedly claims that he's owed $352,000 for the use of three of his songs in the 2015 film Southpaw. Phenomenal, Phenomenal 2, and Kings Never Die all feature on the soundtrack. The Weinstein Company has paid $48,000 so far. They owed him $400,000 for the songs and the movies. And then Jay-Z's lawsuit, meanwhile, alleges he's owed at least $480,000 by the company, allegedly related to the documentary series Time, the Khalif Browder story, and the upcoming series Rest in Power, the Trayvon Martin story. He's pursuing payment in two installments of $240,000. So Weinstein's still, he's still having to pay hush money.
Yep.
Our girl Miley Cyrus, it ain't looking good for her. I thought she was sober, but apparently, just recently at the Met Gala, which was Monday night, Miley almost skipped the event because she partied way too hard and woke up in a pool of her own vomit after drinking too much the night before.
Been there.
She said she'd gone out the night before, drank too much, and then she ate Indian food.
Oh, big mistake.
Which that'll get me every time, yeah. Too. She reportedly went on to say she ended up sleeping in a pool of her own vomit. She is apparently, I don't know, she's kind of gone up and down with the drinking. Like, she'll get away from it for a while and then be back on it. But not looking good for our girl Miley, at least today. But we'll see. We'll see if she's dead in a week. I mean, if we were doing the death pool.
Yeah, I'd have her in it.
Might be a good time to to jump on that.
Yeah.
And let's see. What do I want to do last? I know we only have time for one more. Guess what Metallica's doing? I don't like this. Metallica is now covering ABBA.
Ah!
Dancing Queen.
Oh, no.
They're currently out on their Worldwide tour. And they're in Europe, so maybe that's why they're doing it. But the band, they're currently covering tunes relevant to the city they're playing in each night. As part of their set in Norway, they offered up Take On Me by AHA.
That I'd like to hear, actually.
And, I don't know what... the thought of ABBA doing... Metallica doing ABBA is very disappointing to me. So,
yeah.
I didn't like to read that story.
All right, one quick thing to add on here. December 25th, 2020, Sherlock Holmes 3. Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law also returning.
Coming out on Christmas?
Coming out on Christmas of 2020. It'll be out a week after the hideous Avatar 2.
This is it.
All right. That sounds awful. Stay sportsy, bitches.